Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rose.
In the packet, you have the minutes of the regular meeting of June 12, 2017, published in the official journal. Go over them, have any corrections, additions, let us know before next month. Have committee report. Public Works, process of getting new street signs for Bruley. Saw signs similar to this in other little towns, South Louisiana, so we figured maybe we could do something like that in Bruley. But we had extra money in what account? In
maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah.
In the streets.
Maintenance. So we're starting with these for East and West Main Street, and hopefully they'll start installing this week. They're being purchased from the same vendors with whom the town has dealt for many years. They're coming to get Shane's guys started on the installation.
Everything was delivered this morning. We got 19 poles and I think 8 to 9 stop signs that will be attached to East and West Main Street from Oak Creek to the left.
You got to pour concrete to put them in?
Yes, sir. There'll be a little concrete ring around the bottom so we can weed it against it.
Uh-huh.
The pole helps. And we had the guys give us instructions this morning on how to properly install. But we're good to go. Just waiting for time, the right time to do it.
So
how long it is, first? A driver takes one.
Well, the hazards of.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
I know.
One of the things is it being a state highway.
They'll pay for
it. We have to stay 25 feet away from the center line.
Ooh.
In both directions. Yeah. I went and checked all of them. We've got proper places for it. So they'll be off a little bit away from the road, but that might lessen the chances of getting hit.
Impacts, yeah. So we're doing those now, and we put money in the budget for coming year to do. Okay, next on the agenda, you have the Planning and Zoning Committee, and you have the minutes from Planning and Zoning meeting from last week. If you missed that, you might want to read this for your entertainment, the edited version. Okay? Public Works, Planning going on to 2. We're going to discuss preliminary plat showing the re-subdivision of lots 1 and 2 of the Donis Thibodeau Air property into lots BD1 and BD2 located in Section 56, Township 7 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Bruley, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana for Oscar and Mary Denham.
Does anybody want a full-size car?
What is the total acres, out of curiosity, from where the line goes in, I guess, or the road, rather?
Well, the two lots, one of them's 5.9, the other one's 5.60, so that's about, 11.594 for those two lots. And then if you look at the remainder, which is out of scale because they don't have to project it on there because they're not the remainder. The original piece of property was lots 1 and 2, two very long, narrow pieces. So the remainder of lot 1 is 6.97 acres, and the remainder of lot 2 is 6.97 acres. So you know, what's not being subdivided, what's left, is going to be 13.94 acres. So 13.94 plus 11.9 four? Somebody want to do the math?
Yeah, so, but before we do the math on that, so what you're saying is that the two lots, whenever they're going to the...
The two lots being divided, or each of them is over 5 acres.
5.9, 5.6.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The two lots being subdivided are each going to be over 5 acres. So...
This parallels the end of Five Oaks.
Yeah. And it's just a preliminary plat, so all it has to show on it, among other things, but with respect to the issue, I think only one issue was raised by Dr. DeLatin, neighbor to the south, and that was drainage. It only has to show existing drainage. Once they come up with construction plans, that will be where them and the engineers decide whether or not detention or anything else is needed. So, preliminary plats is just for them to show how they're subdividing it, and then amongst those 21 other things on the checklist, they have, just have to show existing drainage on there. So, does anybody want a full copy?
This is the remainder of one of the long skinny land grants.
This is the same property that Mr. Denham had, that we had done the super servitude
right
last year.
The north side.
Fourth Main.
And this was favorably recommended by planning, unanimously recommended.
After much council discussion.
Okay, any questions about that? Okay, next item is just a preliminary plat of River Mill Reserve, third filing, lots 24 through 49. Zero lot line residential development being tract X4A1A and tract X4A2A. Portion of additions to Sinclair Plantation located in sections 15 and 16, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeastern Land District, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Ace Holdings, LLC. And this process is being restarted because the developer presented it, what, 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago?
Yeah, December of 2015, it was approved.
And the time limit expired before?
The ordinary time limit under the ordinance is you have to present your construction plans within 3 months of preliminary plat approval, unless you get 1 3-month extension. So ordinarily, the thing having been approved in December of 2015, we would have had to submit his construction plans by March of 2016, unless they would have requested and gotten a single. You're only allowed 1 3-month extension to March of 2016. Well, they didn't do either one of those. So, and they're ready to submit construction plans, and as part of all that, I know we talked about construction plans in June. Looking at the ordinance, I told them, I said, hey, I'm out, can't do construction plans, y'all got to resubmit the preliminary plat for approval. So, it's just a...
So make believe the construction plans don't exist.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they do have to get the preliminary reapproved before they can submit construction plans. Otherwise, we'd be out of order dealing with construction plans.
Do we have any questions, any discussion about that at this time?
So, and it was approved unanimously when it came up in December of 2015. So, I think the Planning and Zoning Commission
they unanimously approve recommending passage of this request.
After more discussion.
Prolonged discussion. No questions, no other comments.
I don't know how the other councilmen feel. You know, I'm getting up there, but can we have plats done rather than on 8.5 by 11, 11 by 17?
Legal size?
I think we'd be able to read them better.
The plan is on, yes, if we get it on that side.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
I think we appreciate it.
It's just a matter of what they've normally been putting.
Yeah.
Same fold over.
Just fold it, yeah.
The other comments? Okay, the fourth item is to discuss a variance request at 1603 Orleans Quarters, Michael A. Bayer, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence, and this is one that periodically comes.
Is that, that phase one? That's Orleans Quarter, okay.
Yeah.
Original.
How far down is it?
Third or left?
He's right at four.
Oh, okay. So he just recently purchased that?
Those, they have culverts in the ditch?
Got it, my bad.
Attorney? Okay, any questions, comments, concerns? Okay, Finance Committee, we had June bills. Any comments about that? Concern? Questions?
The only comment I had, and Blaine's gonna look into that, is under the other, when it refers to the animal control, it's showing for the first quarter. I didn't know, Blaine and I weren't certain whether that was a biannual or if it is a quarterly cost for that.
I'm pretty sure it's quarterly.
Quarterly? Five?
Blaine, you don't read that?
We can check it for Monday night.
Okay, any other questions?
It does seem like a lot.
Question?
No.
Did you got any information on that?
What's that?
On others, the bills, animal control for Webster News Council, first quarter 2017, do you know if that's per quarter?
Yeah, I think that's quarterly, Joe, and what they do is they just take all the expenses in the animal control department. I think they split them up based on the same percentage of the sales tax.
Gotcha.
Distribution. So if you'll add us, we'll get y'all, we'll go for that.
I just wasn't sure if it was quarterly, but maybe so, and maybe some quarters may have more expenses than others. They do show us breakdown of their all expenses.
I'll check with Phil.
Thank you. Any other questions on bills? Okay, Personnel Committee, thus hiring a new police officer chief.
All right, we'd like to hire Danielle Mitchell, if so, next week on the agenda. Go ahead and become a police officer. We have an academy starting July 17th. Take approximately 12, 14 weeks to get that completed, so, yeah. So she's excited about going. It'd be a tremendous opportunity for her, so. To hold her to a higher standard in her job she's doing now, she's doing excellent, so. We'd welcome this opportunity for her and hold the vote on it next week.
Where is the police training academy?
This one's in Baton Rouge, just Carter, they call it. Just had a, it's a good one. Close to home.
That on the agenda next? Now?
That's it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Recreation Committee, anything? Police, kind of tied in governmental affairs, everything? Other matters? Mayor's report. Mayor Blaine and I went to the cutting of stops in the area on the service road, the event and photography ball that was last event. Remarks of personal privilege. I want to personally thank the police force for coming out. Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for being vigilant. Please return. I want to thank Roy for interrupting his vacation long.
It was a work day for me.
All right. Thank you, Roy, and Shane, thank you, supervisor, and the audience, thank you.
And Kim, I think the planning commission did an excellent job the other night.
Any other remarks per privilege? Tomorrow's a holiday, town hall's closed, that announcement. And the landmark and heritage meeting is July 17th, 6:30 here. Any other comments or motion to adjourn? Meeting's over. Thank you, guys, thank you.
We need to take lessons from Ron Taylor.
Thank you.
Rhonda.
Later, buddy.
You wanna collect those extra sheets for next week, please?
I need it next week.
Mr. Healy, isn't your house over 50 years old? You want an application for a plaque for your house?
Application for what is?
One of the landmark plaques, the little bronze plaques. The house is 50 years old. You have a minute, wait a minute, go get it. Hey, Shane, that's the guy with the burgundy shirt, Shane Faraday. You have a new guy. Introduce yourself.
So that's why I saw you need.